This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Tom Kohlberg is the artist whose exhibition is called Local Stories. It's at the Barnard Gallery in Newlands. Tom, where did it all begin? Because I know there was a particular incident in your life back in Sweden where you started thinking about books. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, there have been many instances, but I've always loved books. As a kid, obviously, my parents read books to me and my sister, and I loved the way you absorbed the narrative and how your imagination could flow with the story and how you related to the story. My parents had lots of books as well, and I used to enjoy them visually. I knew these were books that I, you know, hadn't read. They were, you know, but I looked at them standing on the bookshelf, and I could enjoy the colors, the design of them, and that sort of set my imagination going as well. You know, what was in these books, and where would it take me if I read them?
Well, it certainly took you from Sweden to Cape Town.
It did.
Tell us a little bit about that background. And I see you're a graduate of Michaelis.
Yeah. Yeah, so me coming here was quite a coincidence. I was 19. I wanted to study art. I'd been traveling around Europe. I was very curious to go somewhere else. I'd been to Zimbabwe a couple of years before. My best friend lived there for a year, and I went to visit him. So I had kind of a taste for Southern Africa, and I was interested in what was going on in South Africa. It was 1993, so it was big things happening. And this friend's dad knew about Michaela, so he helped me to apply, and I got in. And 3 months later, I was here, and yeah, I fell in love with the place.
And you continued your love of books. That is now about this exhibition.
Yeah.
And your curating of the exhibition in terms of putting the books together and what we're going to see.
Yeah. So these are not books. These are paintings. and they're paintings of books. They're painting of records. They're paintings of houses. And they're also wooden structures, wooden sculptures that are painted as well.
But you have created bookcases as the way you exhibit your artwork within.
Mm.
So you're looking at things, and it's a whole trompe-l'oeil thing, because is this a book or is this a clock? Is this, and how do you decide what you've also called cabinets of curiosity?
Yeah, so this mode of working started maybe 2.5 years ago. I first showed them about, you know, in early 2020 at the Cape Town Art Fair. So it's been 2 years of making this. Now I've made 10 of these. So they are acrylic on wood panels. So they're slightly more object-like than paintings. I mean, they're also pretending to be objects. They're pretending to be books. They're pretending to be records. So there's much more of a three-dimensionality to them. So I'm using this, what we know about books. I know that I can, there's a way for me to relate to you through a book that we both know, that we both have read. So that's part of my story that I construct with these different paintings in this cabinet.
So you're creating narratives within the cabinet.
Yeah.
And you're telling the story that way, and you're doing it in a very powerful way, both with that trompe-l'oeil books and objects, and actually then building those objects as well. So it's a very complex way, and you've got to spend lots of time. And what you've also done is you've just brought out a book.
Yes.
Which is based on the work you've been doing.
Yes.
And in some ways, it sort of tells that story. It's the words as opposed to the images. But really, to see the exhibition, you've got to get to the Barnard Gallery. And the good news is that tomorrow, Saturday the 23rd at 11 a.m., Tom Kohlberg will be walking you around his exhibition. So it's an opportunity not to be missed in terms of seeing the actuality and hearing the artist himself. So to keep up to date with what's happening in the visual and performing arts scene, always go to the news blogs on mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Interiority, the current exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery, Collection and Gallery in Bellville, reflects upon the imagery of the inner worlds of artists such as Irma Stern, Ashley Walters, and William Kentridge. Entry by appointment is free and includes a guided tour of the gallery and works in storage. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za. For a unique art experience, call the Sanlam Art Gallery.